Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special for our memory. So much to Meshnai, so much to Mordechai. And Daniel Kratko, B'nai Beso. Baruch Abba Tzav Ucham HaSeidem, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Shai Ben Lea, Be'ezer B'chai Ben Esther Sima, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Baracha, Rabbi Tzvuktor Vastila Rovida, Rabbi Yitzhak Shleim, Rabbi Yitzhak Maris Esther Vastav Shmuel, Tzchan Tzvuktor Vastav Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzhak Zev, and is based in the Torah of Moirinu V'Rabbeinu, Going to Ruchaim Shmuel Levit Zeichat Tadib Kodesh Levracha. Amar Eliezer Hamer Pesach Zoch Matzasi Nam and Loitz Will Brutin says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So he can asser the woman and he gets married. He goes to have relations with her and he finds that there's an open door there. Someone's been there before. So he's Naman to asser her. And that's because Shavya Navshech Tichadi Sura. Because he has no proof that she was, this happened when they were married. But the din of Shavya, he can make something usher to him, so he's going to assume that she was unfaithful when they were married. And Shavya nafshi chatichat isur afrekta beis yankif, and on the beis the Yeshua yankif and Evan Ezra Simon Yalav Siv Kandalit Shlomo Eiger in Drush Vechidish and Arsugya. How's he Naman Loisra love? He's meshubet to her. He's bound to her. He's obligated to her. And the Ran already writes in the Dorim. The reason of the Mishnah Achrona in Nedarim over there that Ha'imeres Tameya Ani Lucha Uteres Loi Harezi Lafisha Menadin. The reason a woman who says I am impure to you, I have been unfaithful, she's Muteres because Menadin, a woman's not Nemenes Lamar Labayla Tameya Ani Lucha Lafkias Atzma. She can't be Mafkias herself from her husband. She's Mishuabedes to her husband. If so, it's difficult. Some special Chesuch Matzasi. Why is he Neman Lesser or so? Love, he's Mishuba to his wife. Person can't say Tashmishi Alayich. Rashi in the Ran later on, Ksuba Samach Aleph on the base, that he can't Aser Tashmish because he's Meshubit, his wife. So this is discussed Marina Rabbeinu in the Shari Chaim in Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Kotan Zayin, and here we're going to go on a different Mahalach. It would appear as follows: in order to be Kama. And Evan Ezra and Simon Yad Aleph writes, somebody who's Megarish his wife, and I want to take his wife back, one aid is Naman to be made that she wasn't Mizanet Tachtov. Because the Isser of Machzir Grushasoi is an Isser Lav, and it's not a Darvish, a Machzir Seitasoi. Taking your Sota back is only an Isser Lav, it's not considered a Darvish Be'erva. Why? Because if a wife cheats on her husband, she's an Isha Sota. And let's say he remains with her, and then they have a child. So the Vlad is Kosher in the Kedushin Atav Simba. Because the Vlad is a kosher of Vlad. Why is the Vlad a kosher of Vlad? Because this woman is not considered an erva, so the child's not a mamzer. And when he divorces this woman, he's allowed to take her back, even if she was a soita. It's kedushan atoyfis. He's not allowed to, but if he does kedushan atoyfis. So you see that the Isser Machzir Soitasoi is not an Isser Lav. It's only an Isser Lav. It's not a Dover Sheba Erva. As Zoy Zok, the Noy de Behuden, or Duz Mechadish, that one aid could be made on a Soita woman that she wasn't the Mizana Tachtav. You don't need two, because the whole Indian of Machzir Soitasoi is not a Dover Sheba Erva, and therefore, in Dover Sheba Prochas Mishnaim, here you don't need Shnaim. One is sufficient. Because it's not a davish of erva, and the mele 1 8 is sufficient to say that she wasn't mizana tachtav. And the raya is that when they have a child afterwards, the vlad is kosher and kedushin toif simba. Givaldik frek the avnei miluim and simen yud sif kotin beis. Sharei ikir adavar. I don't understand. It says the avnei miluim. The Ikra Davisha Be'erva that the Torah requires two Edom is learned from Saita. Ki Matza Be'erva's Dover. Says he's divorcing his wife because he finds an Erva's Dover. It's an Erva's Dover. She was unfaithful to him. So that's a Sota. And we learn Dover Dover Mimamin. That by Apishnai made him Yakum Dover. It's also two. So the whole Limud is from Mamin to Saita. How can you say Sota is not a Davisha Be'erva? The whole limit of Dover Sheba Erva, you need two, is Matzah Be'erva's Dover, which is Sota. And it's an open Gemara in Kiddushin 66a. Yishtucha zinsa beidecha ramarava abidavashir and davashir brachas mishnayim. Your wife's Zana 1:8 says it. It's davashir b'rev and davashir brachas mishnayim. So the Avnei Miluim doesn't understand how the Node of Yehuda can assert that that Sota is only is not a davashir b'rev when the whole source of davashir b'rev b'mishnayim is Sota. And it's an open Gemara in Kiddushin that 1:8 isn't enough to make a woman a Sota. So it's interesting. This the Rabbeinu has his shiur imprinted on Meseches Kedushin in Gittin. That was done first by Reb Shmuel Bornstein, his the great Gaon and Tzaddik, his Talmud. Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein. He was in America. He needed medical treatment, so he sat down. He wrote up the shiurim. Amazing. We have Gittin, we have Kiddushin. And then afterwards they put out Ksubis, which is what we're learning from now, which is super Geschmack. And then later, not so long ago, they put out Baba Kama. Baba Basle. That's the set of Shari Chaim. They don't have Yevamos yet, but one day they're going to Amir Tushem. So in his Chidushim and Yevamos, says Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva Zetzal, to be Miyashiv, the Kash of the Avnei Miluim, and the Node Yehuda, based on the Diktuk Loshen HaRambam, Yivam and Yibum, B'chalitza 6:19, Isha Shizin Satachas Baila, B'rotzen Uveidu Meis Kodim Shigarshena, V'naf Le'yavam Rei Ptura Min HaChalitza. So a woman who is Mizan Atachas Baila, B'rotzen, Ube'edim, and then she dies before he divorces her, and then she falls before the Yibum, she's Ptura Min HaChalitza. The Rambam says, Meis Kodim Shigirsha. Why does he have to say that? Ulamaisa, it's a miyutah. Avada, there's no yibum after gerushin. The chiddush of the Rambam is if she was mizana, there's no yibum even before gerushin. Pshat pashit, if he was megarushin, there's no yibum. So says the Ragat Shavar in Madura Tinyon in the Tzafnas Paneach, in page 62b, that that soita is p'tur min achalitza is because tumah ksiv ba ke'arayis. So it says by soita lashon of tumah, like the Gemara says in Yevamos. So that has his lashon of arayis. That's an arayistic lashon. So therefore, sotas p'tur min achalitza. But that's only if the husband died. He's mdaik from the Rambam. That's only if the husband died before the gerushin. But if the husband is megarisher and then takes her back, she requires chalitza like other chayvei lavin. So he's mdaik in the Rambam gevaldik. The Rambam says only if he hasn't yet divorced her. But if he divorced her and then takes her back, then she has to do chalitza like other chayvei lavin. And the explanation is ubiru advarim hu. Ma ubiru advarim? She isur soita lebaila hu mitzad shnei dinim. The isur of a sota to her husband is for two reasons. Number one, we discussed this in a recent shir. Number one, it's an isur bia kuchol chayvei lavin shebetoira. Visur ze kayam. So one is an Isser Bia like all Chayvei Lavin. And this Isser exists even after he divorces her and takes her back. She's a Chayvei Lav. Another reason that a Soita is a Sur Labayla is because since she was Mizana Tachtav, Umala Boy Moal, she was unfaithful. Nigro V'nivgima Ha'ishus Shela. So this, their marital relationship has been severely damaged, blemished. So since umalo bo moal, nigro v'nifgimo ha'ishus shela. There's a pagam, there's a giroin in her ishus, in their marital band, because she was unfaithful. And that's what it says in the Gemara, tu maksiv bo ke'arayis. So this is a raya's dick to be with this woman because they're ishus, because of the pagamba ishus. And this din is only when she's yosheves tachtav. It's only when she is still married to him. That this ishus was nifgama, in other words, on a beautiful day, on June 16th, 2012, they got married in a beautiful, beautiful ceremony in Chveis in Williamsburg, in Eden Palace. And it was a wonderful ishus. There was mamish. There was dancing and singing and a beautiful Yiddish chasana. And then Rachmana Litzlan, kara ma shekara. And now there's a pagam in their ishus. That ishus that they created on that day is now pogum. If he divorces her and then he takes her back, that's a new ishus. And that ishus doesn't have a pagam. Now they've created a new marital bond. They still have the chayv elav. In other words, they're two dinim. The Yisr Bia Kochol Chayv Elav and Shebet Torah still extant. This applies even after he divorces her and takes her back. But the Pagam Bi'ishus is only which about which we say, Tumak Sivba Ka'arayis, that it's impure. And it has, because you use the Lashon of Tumah. And that's an Arayis Dika Lashon. So that only applies while they're still married. The first time, but if they get divorced and start again, so that's not an arayistic union, and mimela she would have to do chalitza with the new when her husband dies. Now she has to do chalitza with the brother-in-law because it's a new ishus and it has no pagam. This ishus has no pagam when she marries a second time. All there is an iser bia ba'alma kishar chayve lavin. And therefore, her din for Yibum is like the din of somebody who's Machzir Gurushasa. What is the din of somebody who's Machzir Gurushasa? So we have a Gemara in Yevamos on 11b. Reb Chiya Bar Abba says, Reb Yochanan raised a dilemma with regard to one who remarries his divorcee after she's been married to another. What's the halacha concerning Yibum of her rival wife? So Rav Ami said, forget about the rival wife, forget about the tzara, what about Higufa? Tibalach Higufa. He says, no. She, I already know what the din is, because we say Akal B'Chomer. But Mutter La Asura, Basur La Kol Shekein. She is now forbidden to the one who's previously permitted to her, in other words, her first husband. So with regard to the one who's forbidden to her, the Yavam, is it not all more so the case that she remains forbidden to Mimela? Once a woman is like Avi Machzir Gushasa, if she married somebody else, she's asur to him. So when he dies, she's not allowed to do Yibum. There's no Yibum for her. So in Bemutr La Nesra Basel Kol Shekein. Aval, that's a machzir gushasa. Aval mechalitza loy miftira. But she is still obligated. In other words, this woman, who was an isha saita, and now she was an isha saita. And now she gets married to her husband the second time. They get divorced and they get married a second time. So she is. There is a chayve lav involved here. There's going to be no yibum. However, she's still going to have to do chalitza because there's no pagam in the ishus. This is a new ishus. So only if the husband dies before the gerushin, then she doesn't require chalitza. Because tumak siva arayis poiter af michalitza. Because this tumak arayis, this tuma of the saita, was like arayis, so that pater is even from chalitza. So therefore, this is an arayis to kiss, so she doesn't do chalitza. But if she gets divorced, and then the husband takes her back, says no more pagam in the ishus, and therefore she's going to have to do chalitza. So according to this, osa shapir ma shekosav benui de biyuhudo. For Enfer the Kasha and the Noda Yehuda, that the Nidoin of Machzir Soitosoi, Enoi Ela Chayve Lavin, Veid Echod Neman al Zekederch Shenaman Bishar Chayve Lavin. When someone takes back his Sota wife, that's a Chayve Lav. And an Eid Echod is believed, like an Eid Echod is believed in other Chayve Lavin. And that it's considered a Dovisha Be'erva is only by oida tachtov that he's coming to be made al giron upukam b'ishus shela, that the ishus has been compromised. And just like gerushin is considered a davar sheva erva, because that's mafkia the ishus legamrei. אז אנחנו שאלנו שאלה על הנוידה ביהודה. הנוידה ביהודה כתב שמי שגירש את אשתו ובא להחזירה, אני אראה אחד הזנמן to be made that she wasn't מזן את תחתו. Because this remarks is so tough, so it's an Israel lab, it's not a דבר שווה ערב. Because the vlad is kosher and kiddush and הטייפ סימבו, so frak the avne miluim, the whole vort of sotas, of that sotas and ערב, that that you need two edim by the whole vort that the Torah requires two edim for a davar she'erva sota v'adis sota is an erva. How can you say namanei echad lahayit she lozin setachtov? And a person's ma'asik u'sha. So the answer is zayin achinami kol ol she's tachtov, so it's a davar she'erva. Kolot she's tachtov, so it's a davar she'erva. And ishtecha zinsa be'ed echad, he's not believed because she's still tachtov. But the Noda Behuda was talking about a case where he's taking her back after divorcing her. So this is no longer a davar she'erva. This is no longer Tumah Ksiv Bakarais. Tumah Ksiv Bakarais is only the first time around. But the second time around, it's Tam Chai Ve'Lavin. And the Mela 1-8 is believed. Okay, so B'Siyata Dishmaya, we Anachnu Alachnu B'Chatzi Aderech, V'Zrat Hashem, B'Shiur Abba, Anachnu Namshich, V'Nireh Od Neflot, V'Ani Modeh Lechem Me'od Me'od, She'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.